Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Iran, it's, you know, all the oppression that's taken place of Islam and the Mahis and all the things that are happening inside of Iran that you're seeing, and the Green Party, and our president, for some reason, former president, or President Barack Obama, was working to give them potentially the ability to be able to make nuclear weapons eventually, allegedly, and also exchanging billions of dollars of cash, untraceable cash, giving it to them. It seems like, you know, people get in trouble for being happy in Iran. If you remember earlier program, that we had a program where some young 20 teenagers and some 20-year-olds just got this song called Happy, and they're just doing this little dance in this video. They got threatened with lashes, like 40 lashes, just for being happy. So they had to have a court ruling, a Sharia court ruling, that says it's okay for them to be happy. I mean, this is what's going on. So you think that'd be the last environment that the church would thrive and grow, but that's not true. Actually, it's probably the most fastest growing area of the church in the world, some of the reports are. But let's take a look right now. God is moving mightily, and he's speaking to them in dreams. Let's take a look.
Well, revival is underway in one of the most unlikely places on earth, the Islamic Republic of Iran. Christians there are risking their safety and even their lives to worship Jesus. And as Chris Mitchell reports, many have fled to Turkey to escape persecution.
When someone gets baptized in this house church, people clap and cheer like fans at a World Cup match. While they've suffered persecution and often fled for their lives, they still possess an infectious and joyous faith like Rizal.
Growing up, I really want to say I grew up with Jesus Christ, because all the time his name was in my mind. And the next moment, I started liking Christianity. It was really sweet to me, the feeling, the stories, everything. So by the time I was 15, I believed in him and I said, I want to be a Christian.
Many Iranian Christians have fled Iran and come here to Turkey, where they can seek refugee status with the United Nations. Some say it's just like coming out of the darkness.
Totally different from here. I can privilege God's word to other guys. I can freely praise the Lord. I can easily go to church. It's really completely different.
Afshin attended the church led by American pastor Saeed Abedini, who was imprisoned in Iran for his Christian faith. After Abedini's arrest, the church disbanded. Later, Afshin found himself on the run.
As a result, I came out of Iran because day by day the situation had been more difficult, and it was risky for me also. I had to even change our home because I was sure that one day they will realize our home as an underground, as a house church. They will recognize it. The intelligence service will recognize it.
Others fled for their lives, like Reza and Razal, his sister.
So it was a really hard situation for me to go there. I couldn't even pray God with all my heart because I know all trouble was there. Even if I say Jesus Christ, they may kill me.
It become problem for my job. And my health, they try to kill me also. Then I start to run away.
Despite the constant threat, danger, and risk, these believers keep the faith. Now they find a church home and family. Their pastor leads house churches in Iran, as well as the U.S., Canada, Germany, and Malaysia, all via Skype.
The main church is my house, and through the internet, I connect to everybody. That's why it's become like an internet church.
He says a great revival is underway within the Islamic Republic of Iran.
Right now you can see the results of the Holy Spirit. From 1994, there were about 100,000 believers. Right now, there are 3 million. You can see what the Holy Spirit is doing with the people.
Many became Christians through a dream or vision.
I had a dream long time back. I mean, every time that Jesus was with me. And in all of my life, he was helping me. And I didn't know who is this person. Suddenly, Jesus Christ was over there. And he said, come to me. Then I come to that site, and he accepted me.
Despite all the hardship and being forced from their homeland, these believers exude joy. Many hope to one day achieve refugee status and immigrate to other countries. In the meantime, they want believers in the West to pray for the church in Iran.
And I'm just begging really from the other believers, from the other sisters and brothers from all over the world to pray for Iran, to all the people of Iran, to be familiar with God, with Jesus Christ.
Chris Mitchell, CBN News, Central Turkey.
That's so exciting to see Arabs getting saved, having a vision of Jesus. Jesus is coming to them in their sleep. Well, isn't that amazing when you're looking at what, you know, God is doing in Iran? Because as Americans, we think, well, if the air conditioner's not right, and if my money's not right, and if my weight's not right, and if my vision's not right, and if the preacher's not right, and all these different things, you got excuses of why we can't move in God. But look what's taking place in Iran.
I think that's a powerful reminder. When you look at one of the things that the girl said, it was, even if I say Jesus Christ, they may kill me.
They may kill her.
And it's just like we take for granted the very reality that we can walk publicly with a Bible and talk to other people about who Jesus is in our life. And it's just like, this is a huge blessing, and we have to recognize that everyone in the world doesn't have those same freedoms.
Right. And two is the very fact that God may want to send you to Iran to be able to tell others about Jesus, and it's the same kingdom no matter where we're at, and it's just exciting to see people in love with Jesus. You know, Jesus laid down his life for us, and it requires the same of us, that we lay down our life unless we pick up our cross and follow him and deny ourselves. He said we can have no part of him, and just to see our brothers and sisters so in love with Jesus, and they've seen everything else. They've seen the Ayatollah and all the Islam has to offer in Iran. They've seen the oppressive government getting potentially beat with a whip and a wire on their backs because of Sharia law, but in that soft area, they hold them down, they read the Quran and the Sharia law as they're whipping their back in front of the community, and it's just like, my goodness, you know, what are we doing with the freedom that we have right now?
Yeah.
Because the expectations would be the same.
Mm-hmm.
They would be the same. But it's like, are we wasting this freedom? And it really challenges me, and that's why we're here, and thank you for all of our partners that partner with us as VFN TV partners and VFN KB partners, because that's us. We're doing something. We're letting their story go out around the world.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.